No, you're good. No, it doesn't pay to be the disruptor and the startup. Because together, you're stronger. Individually, you're stronger. I remember every single moment now.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you could join us tonight. My friends at Holtz Children's Hospital, thanks to Jackson Health Foundation's Guardian Angels, our children have access to cutting-edge pediatric healthcare. From routine checkups to life-saving procedures, we know that we can all count on Holtz Children's Hospital. Joining us tonight is somebody very, very dear to my heart. Her name is Andrea Aries Holtz. She's on the executive committee of Jackson Health Foundation. She's also the chairwoman of the Jackson Health Foundation's Garden at Light and Luncheon to benefit Holtz Children's Hospital. She is as well a Guardian's Angel and a Platinum Seraphim. I love her very much, I respect her very much, and I'm super happy that she's joining us tonight. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you, that's very sweet. Thank you, I'm honored to be here, honored to be on your show.
Well, on behalf of the millions of people, the millions of parents all around the world, here locally and around the world, I wanna thank you, Andrea. I wanna thank your board members, specifically Anna Vega Milton, Ms. Fortin, and the list goes on, Jackson Health Foundation's co-presidents, of course, Charmaine Gatlin, who's amazing, Flavia, Darlene with the marketing department, all of you for raising millions and millions of dollars to make sure that our children are well taken care of at the one and only hospital, Holtz Children's Hospital. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. We are very blessed. We have a great team, I have to say.
Yes, you
do. Definitely takes a village.
It does. So, Andrea, before we get started in talking about the fantastic work with your leadership at the Guardian Angels, I want to talk a little bit about your background. I want all our viewers to get to know who is Andrea Aries Holtz. Talk to us about your career. I know it's fantastic. I want everybody to hear about it.
I was very fortunate to be able to graduate from George Washington University in a radio and television degree. And my first job here was actually with CBS News. And I started it with a program called Montage. And it was an interview kind of program.
I remember that program.
It was really cool. We interviewed people like Walter Cronkite, all kinds of celebrities.
Legends.
Yeah, it was very neat to have that experience at such a young age. And then I moved on to a show that was called PM Magazine, which was a magazine formatted show with Katrina Daniel and Jerry Pinacoli at the time. And again, put me out into the community, got to meet a lot of people, covered a lot of stories, and it was about a place where I grew up. So it was very familiar for me. And then I got very lucky and I was recruited to be the news assignment editor for the ABC affiliate, Channel 10 at the time. And I was there for about 8 years. And what I experienced there was indescribable. I work with icons, may she rest in peace, Ann Bishop and
yes.
Schneider and Chuck Dowdle.
Amazing.
Mark Carlson and Molly Turner. I mean, that was when news was very different back then. It wasn't.
Well, you should be very proud of yourself, Andrew, because you were one of the youngest assignment editors ever. And also, from what I understand, you produced the daytime Emmys.
Yeah, it was the daytime. I worked for the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. It was really, that was a very cool experience, I have to admit, being a part of the Daytime Emmy Awards in New York. And I used to watch soap operas growing up. So for me, that was a very big deal. And of course, all the talk shows at the time, it was Merv Griffin and Oprah. And there was just so many at the time. Boy, am I
dating. Did you ever meet Oprah? Did you ever meet her?
I did. I had an opportunity to meet with her. We did an in-house interview right after she did the movie The Color Purple.
Wow.
At Channel 10 Studio. She hadn't quite become the person that she is today, but she was amazing, very humble, very real, and her performance in that movie was iconic.
Definitely.
And through the years, I've gotten to meet a lot of interesting people, and it basically put me in a mindset where, you know, you're in a community and you have to give back, because I got to see so much of what our community needed, hence the founding of Holtz Children's Hospital, which was founded by my in-laws, Abel and Fanna Holtz, 27 years ago, actually.
That's beyond amazing. So
yeah.
Getting into, first of all, I want to congratulate you again for your amazing career. It's stellar. You certainly are the distinguished professional. And also, I want our viewers to know, I really enjoyed going to a high school with you.
We did.
You go to high school. And you won the queen of the high school,
oh,
and I was your runner-up.
Thank you for reminding me of that. That was a fun time. High school was great, actually. It really was a very different time for us back then.
Yes.
But rent the fears that there are today. I fear for our children in that respect. But it was a great environment. I remember the teachers very well and iconic. It really was. And it helped me get into a very good college.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you. So getting into Jackson Health Foundation's Guardian Angels, tell our viewers, for those that may not know, you know, what are the Guardian Angels? Who are the Guardian Angels?
Basically, the Guardian Angels are a team of women. And this is the 30th anniversary of the founding of that.
Congrats. Group.
Thank you. Where at some point or another, they had a need for a hospital. And fortunately, their children were saved and it was a positive outcome. And the care that they received there was bar none. The facility was state of the art and they were so appreciative that they were looking to give back as well. And they started this Guardian Angel program, which basically raises funds for our hospital. We have all kinds of projects year round, as you can imagine, just keeping up with the latest and the greatest costs, millions. So to run a children's hospital, I can't even begin to tell you what it takes to do that. But that being said, these angels in over 30 years have raised $38 million.
Wow.
Huge. Without them, we would not be
as successful.
Yeah, that's amazing. Not be successful today if it was not for this program and for these women.
That's yeah. You left me in awe. And I'm sure that our viewers feel the same way. What are some of the highlights, would you say, of the Guardian Angels? Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah. I would say that during that time, I'll specifically refer to COVID in a minute, but during that time, we've renovated many floors. We have a partnership with the Miami Heat, which is stellar. We have the Chaplin Family Emergency Pediatric Unit. Again, magnificent, great partnership, wonderful family, supportive for many, many years. Can always count on them. We have the Fernandez family that have been also very supportive with our mothering area and the child life program. We have the renovation of our NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. We have 126 beds. I will tell you that we are probably 90% filled annually. We see about 6,000 to 7,000 children a year, and we don't turn anyone away.
I want to make sure our viewers can understand this. I mean, that's a lot of children.
Yeah.
And that's why when I introduced you earlier, Andrew, and I said worldwide, parents are very grateful to you, because I know that a lot of people travel from all over the world to go to Jackson Health Systems, the Holtz Children's Hospital. So I want to congratulate you for that.
It's interesting because we are on the heels of these third world countries. So our doctors see things that the average doctors don't. So doctors come in from all over the country to see a lot of the cases that we see and tend to. We have one of the number one transplant units for pediatrics in the country, number one emergency pediatric in the country. We have an incredible, like I said, neonatal care unit. I can't tell you how many babies' lives we save annually. The equipment is state of the art. The heartbeat of the hospital is definitely the staff, the doctors, the nurses, the people in the back of the house that run.
Let's face it, Andrea. I mean, you and the Guardian Angels and the staff at Jackson Health Foundation, you work very, very, very hard, and your board members every day to raise funds, you know, that you cannot get it through the public support, you know, through your bonds and all that stuff. So the bottom line is that thanks to the public who's helping you raise the funds.
Absolutely.
You are making a difference. And I want to encourage all our viewers today to please, you know, donate to Jackson Health Foundation. You have here Andrew Aries, who's the chairwoman of the Guardian Angels luncheon to benefit Holtz Children's Hospital. But not only the hospital, from what I understand, Andrea, you also benefit the entire Jackson Health system.
Yeah, I mean, we raise money specifically for what we need at hand. Specifically, I do represent Holtz Children's Hospital, but being on the Jackson Health Foundation, the umbrella encompasses the entire hospital.
Exactly. That's remarkable.
Yeah, money is earmarked for everywhere. It just depends on what people's passion is. And if you want to earmark your money, you can, of course.
Absolutely.
But the passion that I do have, obviously, is for Holtz Children. It's something that I take very seriously, very proud as our family, you know, was able to be in that position to give back. And as a result, I can't stop. So I
Well, we are very appreciative as parents that you can't stop. Thank God you're still young and you're beautiful. You were a genius in high school. You remain a genius now. That's marvelous. So November 22nd.
Yes.
Your luncheon is coming up at the Ritz-Carlton, right?
Key Biscayne, yes. It is
Key Biscayne. Tell our viewers, you know, what can they expect for those that are going to be attending?
You know, honestly, it's one of the first luncheons for the season, especially now since COVID is hopefully not over, but not as what it used to be, obviously. So it is
Thank God.
Yeah, it's going to be an in-house event. And it's funny because 2 years ago, just before COVID, or 2.5 years ago, that particular luncheon raised money for ventilators for the children. Little did we know how much we would be needing those ventilators. Fast forward, COVID. So talk about life-saving and ahead of our time. We were. And that
literally.
Literally. It was amazing. It was $500,000 worth of ventilators. It was amazing. This luncheon is very special to me. Saks Fifth Avenue partners with us every year. You got a kick-ass fashion show. It sells itself out before an invitation even goes out. I'm happy to say it's not only just the camaraderie of everybody getting together, it renews everybody's reason to come together as a community for a cause that in good times and bad, you need a hospital. You need to have that behind you. You need to have that support. And this doesn't happen overnight. You need, you know, like I said, it takes a village. Everybody in there gets it. We have a lot of people that return every year that continue to support. The goal is to obviously introduce new angels to the program. And it's, I think, also affordable because it's over a period of time. You don't have to make the commitment all at once. We don't say no to anyone. Every child is seen and cared for. We have the Ronald McDonald House in our backyard, so parents are able to stay there as well. It's really a one-stop stop. It really is.
Absolutely. And I know I've been to your events in the past. They're absolutely gorgeous. I want to make sure our viewers know this. I mean, they have models. You know, you have all these beautiful models.
Yeah, it's a great fashion show.
It's a great fashion show.
Boutique. We have a boutique that we offer, you know, for people to buy stuff, and a percentage also goes to the hospital. It's just it's a really great day for everybody to reconnect, to come out, to understand the importance of supporting. You know, at some point, not everybody is capable of chairing something per se or putting it together. So that's okay. But if you can make a difference in any kind of way and attend this kind of lunch and support in your own way, that's all we ask. And Absolutely. We really are very fortunate because we get that.
Excellent. Every donation counts at Jackson Hill Foundation. Absolutely. So my friends, if you're watching now, which you are, please go to the Jackson Hill Foundation website and donate. Donate whatever you can. And if you could afford going to the Guardian Angels Luncheon and becoming a Guardian Angels, that would be amazing.
We welcome
every single dollar. No donation is too small, my friends.
No.
So, Andrea, and thinking about everything that you have done for many, many years, you've been supporting the hospital. You've seen kids. You've seen our children with, you know, very difficult illnesses. You've seen the staff, as you mentioned earlier, the doctors and the nurses saving lives. Your family has been very much involved, the Holtz family. How do you feel? You've watched it grow exponentially. How do you feel about watching all this and being a major contributor to our children's health? Talk to us.
It's an honor. It's an honor. The idea of being able to give back is a beautiful thing. And I feel blessed to be in that position. I think it'd be very irresponsible if I didn't. I come from that on both sides, my parents as well as my in-laws. And my in-laws undertook this. I knew that this would fall on me as well, because I take great pride in everything that we do as a family. And the fact that it does spill out into the community and it has helped so many children is very rewarding. And I will pass this on to my children as well, who are also involved and have toured the hospital many times, attend the lunch and support. But it's important to teach the next generation the importance of paying it forward. And it's an honor, and I feel very blessed to represent our family in that capacity. And I hope that people, you know, jump on board and you know, participate as well, because like I said, I'm covered. It's for everybody else. So it's the idea that not just for people who can afford, it's for people who can't. And I think that that's probably the best part of this hospital. We don't turn anyone away.
Absolutely. And again, short of being redundant, I want to encourage our viewers, you know, to buy your tickets. Go to the Guardian Angels Luncheon on November 22nd. Any donation is appreciated. You know, please join Andrea Arias Holtz together with everybody else, the foundation, the board members, the entire team, as we continue to save our children collectively. Andrea, you're just beyond amazing. You mentioned earlier how much the Guardian Angels have you know, funded, you know, all the different sections, especially the hospital. Can you mention that number again? I mean, how much have you raised? Because I want to make sure that our viewers have heard you, that it's an astronomical number of, you know, amount of money. And I just don't have any words to thank you for that.
So what we do is every year we pick a project. So 1 year was the ventilators. 1 year was the renovation of the transplant unit. One year was more NICU beds for the neonatal intensive care unit. I mean, each of those beds cost $40,000. those little incubator beds are
super expensive.
Yes,
super expensive.
Plus you're constantly renovating and updating, and you know, things change and medically and technology, and you have to keep up with it because you can't run a hospital and not. So in those 30 years, we have raised $38 million.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
God bless you.
You know, look at the numbers, you go, okay, that's pretty incredible. And to continue to have the drive to do it is really everything. That these are the same women, and of course we picked up some new ones along the way, but it's pretty much the same committee we've been on for years, and they've been so dedicated in supporting our hospital, and we are so appreciative, because without this team, it wouldn't happen. There's no way.
That's and you're very grateful for your team, which is beautiful. Yep. As well.
They're the best.
What would you say, Andrea, is your driving force to be a part of so many philanthropic causes? Because not only Jackson Foundation, you've also done a lot of stuff for diabetes research.
Yeah. You know, just walking through the hospital and speaking to parents and then realizing, per se, who I am in the big picture, nothing better. You know, to have a parent come up to you and say, if it wasn't for you, my child wouldn't have survived.
You
know, if it wasn't
for
this hospital, you know, if it wasn't for the care, if it wasn't for the doctors, if it wasn't for the nurses, the staff, you know, I don't know that my child would be here today. Well, I mean, I couldn't even relate to that. There, I'll give you an example. My son gave birth, my daughter-in-law, 2 years ago to a little beautiful baby girl. That was in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was actually the first Holtz baby born at Holtz. So it was iconic, but it was.
Wow.
It was. It was in the thick of COVID. And my son's best friend, who was also expecting at the time, gave birth prematurely, 26 weeks to a 1 pound baby.
Oh my God.
I was literally in both of the rooms simultaneously that day. It was one of the most emotional days because it was one of the happiest days of my life and one of the most difficult because my other son, basically, because I love him like that, was having, you know, and he's a doctor at our hospital on top of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. Fast forward, he's doing amazing. He's thriving. He's almost two. He's delicious.
Praise God.
And if it wasn't for that experience at Holtz Children's, which they documented and was actually our story last year at our lunch, that alone will tell you. And that hits so close to home that I never want to have that experience again. But that was just another reminder of why we do this.
I'm so happy to hear that the baby's okay.
That's
so miraculous.
Great.
And that's why it's so important, as I tell our viewers today, you know, the money that you raise literally goes to saving lives of our children. Today might be somebody that we know. Tomorrow might be a stranger. But, you know, every life counts. And, you know, your work, your Herculean work, you know, at Holtz Children's Hospital, along with Jackson Foundation, your board member staff, it's priceless. It really, really is priceless.
There's a reason we call it miracles do happen every day there, because it is the truth. These are miracles.
It is the truth. So talking about miracles, you know, you and your family are the naming benefactors for the Holtz Children's Hospital. What would you say, Andrea, is the real reason, the unbelievable reason why your family supports children causes? Tell us.
Well, my husband came over here from Cuba when he was 45 days old. And he had an issue medically, and my mother-in-law literally could not find appropriate care for him, and they weren't in a financial position to do that. And she swore that someday, when she was in a position to be able to do that, she would. And that's what started this. And we were looking for a hospital that needed just that, and Jackson was that. They didn't have a children's hospital that could give you that kind of care. And as a result, they made that commitment that they would do that, and they did. And fast forward 27 years later, we're still pounding that pavement, and we're still keeping our word to make it the best and the most important one that you can get children to have and come and go and save their life. That's the key. And that's what we do.
That's an amazing story, Andrea.
Yeah.
I know that.
That is the story.
It really is an amazing story. So where do you see, and obviously with, you know, getting more, recruiting more Guardian Angels, and I know you're going to be very successful. You always have been. Donors, it doesn't matter, you know, how much you donate, just donate to Jackson Health Foundation. Within the next 5 years, I mean, you guys, like I said earlier, you have seen it grow exponentially, Holtz Children's Hospital, thanks to your efforts. Where do you see, maybe in the next 5 years, where would you like to see Holtz Children's Hospital, Andrea?
You know, it's really not about seeing what is going to come to be, because we arrive every day. True. What we just have to continue to do is stay the course. We have to continue to make sure that it is the latest and the greatest in technology, that we have the best of doctors and nurses and staff, that we continue to our mission to save lives, you know, make miracles happen daily. And the only way we can do that, obviously, is with funds, because in order to maintain and keep up a hospital of the caliber that we want it to be, that's what you need to do. And in addition to having, you know, funds from the state, it's just not enough.
Exactly.
So the fact that we have a program like Guardian Angels, which not many hospitals do, the commitment to our hospital locally from the community is amazing. And I just hope that it continues to grow and save lives, save children's lives, and make a difference in those people who can't afford it, because that's huge. I can't imagine going to a hospital and not being able to afford the care for your child.
Absolutely. And that's a very good point, Andrea, that you're bringing up. And I'm sure our viewers, many of them do not know that even if you cannot afford it, viewers, if you cannot afford healthcare, you know, taking your baby to the emergency room, you know, you could go to
Absolutely.
Jackson Health Systems,
Absolutely.
Go to Holtz Children's Hospital Absolutely. And be seen for free. So that's remarkable.
Yes, we don't turn anyone away. No.
I mean, so thank you. Thank you, Andrea. Thinking a little bit about everything and knowing and telling our viewers to please donate whatever you have, whatever you want to give. Again, today it could be for some kid that you don't know. Tomorrow it could be some kid in your family. Please donate to Jackson Health Foundation so that Holtz Children's Hospital can take advantage of this and give our children an opportunity to live. Thank you, viewers. I know you're going to get on it. Andrea, tell our viewers what we have them. You know, how can they become a Guardian Angel? Tell us.
It's very easy. All you have to just, you know, log on to Jackson Health System, and it's our foundation. It's Jackson Health Foundation, and inquire. It's for a Guardian Angel. The commitment is $5,000 over 5 years. It's $1,000 a year. Some people are on a payment plan, which is fine too. And if you don't want to become a Guardian Angel and you just want to donate, you just call the foundation. I'm sure you have all the information. And it's very easy. It is. And it feels so good. And you know what? If you don't want to donate, you want to do some time. We have during the holidays, we bring gifts. There's a huge toy drive for the children during the holidays. We celebrate all of the holidays for the kids. We have a Halloween party. We have a Christmas party. We do Thanksgiving. We try to, because a lot of children are there year round. And unfortunately, they don't have the luxury of celebrating the holidays at home. So we try to bring the holidays to them. So there's many ways to participate if you can't financially. Just by dropping off gifts during our toy drive, we have a walk coming up. We, you know, there's so many opportunities to be a part of it and make a difference. And I welcome anyone that wants to find out about it, because we're happy to help you with that.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Well, unfortunately, our time is running out. I want to thank you, Andrea, for the superlative job that you are doing as the chairwoman of the Guardian Angels Luncheon coming up November 22nd. I want to thank the rest of your board members, specifically our former chairwoman, Anna Vega Milton of the
awesome.
Jackson Health Foundation. Of course, Ms. Fortune. I mentioned Charmaine Gatlin, the COO, Flavia, Darlene. There's so many people I want to thank. Carlos Magoya at the helm of everything. Thank you for saving lives every single day, Andrea. Thank you for your hard work, you know, for knocking on doors, for raising these millions of dollars because of you, Andrea Aries Holtz. Because of the hospital, a Holtz Children Hospital, you are saving lives. We as parents are much happier. Is there a last minute message that you would like to leave our viewers with tonight?
Well, I want to thank you also for the opportunity of giving me this platform to share our story. And I really do appreciate it. It really means a lot. And you are a rock star. You really are. Good for you for all of the things that you do as well. And just to continue to support our hospital in any way that you possibly can. Because making a difference, if you can, is a beautiful thing. And there's nothing like saving lives, especially children.
Thank you so much, Andrew. God bless you.
Yes.
I'll be seeing you around.
Yes.
We love you. We appreciate you. We respect you. And we admire you.
Thank
and
you.
To all of you, thank you. And to all of you, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please remember to share this interview with your family and friends. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. Go ahead and become a Guardian Angel. If you cannot afford, then donate anything, my friends, to Jackson Health Foundation so that the Hulse Children's Hospital can continue to save our children's lives. God bless each and every one of you. We bless Andrea Aries Hulse as well, the entire team, so they continue to make miracles for our kids. We love you. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.